All right, let's move on to page 23. And this, by the way, is some of the most fun stuff for me in NLP is the eye patterns. Because here's the thing. People move their eyes in all different kinds of directions, don't they? Have you ever watched people, you talk to them and they move their eyes up and down and all over the place? Do you ever wonder why they're doing that? Do you ever wonder why they're doing it? Well, there's a reason, actually. And the reason is they're actually doing things inside their head. Now, this particular eye pattern chart is a normally organized chart. So this is someone who's normally organized. That doesn't mean that someone who is not organized this way is abnormal. It just simply means they're reversed. When we say normally organized, what that means is that the majority of people, and I think roughly 80% of people or more in the United States or in the world are organized this way. My experience of looking at eye patterns over the years is that everyone is either this way or 100% reversed. Now, there are some exceptions to that, but let's talk about that for a moment. Let's talk about eye patterns. If you've watched people for a while, perhaps even since the beginning of when we talked about sensory acuity, you may have noticed that when someone, that people move their eyes in certain directions, when they said certain things, the person might have said to you, yeah, I can see that. And they might have moved their eyes up as you looked at the person. They might have moved their eyes up and to the right. Or the person might have said, that just doesn't sound right. And they might have moved their eyes horizontally to the right. Somebody might have said, well, you know, I just don't get a feeling for that. And they might have moved their eyes downward and to the left as you look at them. Well, these eye patterns are also quite useful because we can get an idea of what's going on inside the person's head. So let's look at page 23 now. The left-hand side of the eye chart is constructed for the most part, and the right-hand side is recalled. And at the top, it's visual construct and visual recall. Visual construct on the left as you look at the person, and visual recall on the right as you look at the person. Now, what's really handy about this is to make it easy for you to memorize this chart, which I would recommend, is that it's alphabetical order. So when you're looking at a person, construct is always on the left and recall is always on the right, unless the person is reverse organized, in which case it's totally reversed. So someone who's normally organized, and there's a high percentage of this, it's related highly to right-handedness. So someone who's right-handed usually will be normally organized, except, of course, I've met people who are right-handed and reverse organized. So as you look at the person, someone who's making sounds in their head or remembering sounds or creating sounds are going to be moving their eyes horizontally. And on the left-hand side is auditory construct, and on the right-hand side is auditory recall as you look at the person again. Now, down at the bottom, on the left-hand side is kinesthetic, and on the right-hand side is auditory digital. Kinesthetic is their feelings, that is their internal feelings. And auditory digital is self-talk. Now, what's interesting is, see, I think you know enough of NLP that you're beginning to see some things. And you're beginning to see some things, perhaps even if you had seen them and didn't notice, you're beginning to see some things that you hadn't realized you were seeing before. Now, I think many of you were surprised to discover you could actually hear certain tones of voice and begin to match them. And that you could actually get rapport, into rapport with somebody. Yeah, so as we go on now and begin to look at the eye pattern chart, this is extremely useful for knowing what a person's doing inside their heads. So for example, if a person looks up to visual, as you talk to them, perhaps they look up to their visual recall, you could say to them, do you see what I mean? If someone, you're talking to them and they move their eyes horizontally, you could say to them, does that sound right? If they move their eyes down and to the left, as you look at them, then you could say, do you get a feel for what I'm saying? Or if they move their eyes down and to the right as you look at them, and you could say, well, does that make sense? So having learned how to watch the eyes, you can begin then to match the predicates that we've just learned to the eye patterns. And then you'll have a broader range of behavior available to you. As you discover, you'll have greater and greater flexibility. As you grow in the flexibility and the capability of using these predicates, with the new sensory awareness that you've learned, paying attention to skin color and skin tonus, the symmetry of the facial muscles, the watch the breathing, the rate and location, the pupils, the eye focus, the pupil dilation, listening to the tone of voice, noticing the predicates. Now you can simply stir this into the pot, add this in, and pay attention to their eye patterns. paying attention to their eye patterns and noticing exactly what they're doing. You can begin to notice that a person moves their eyes in certain directions, and you can wonder, what are they doing inside their head? For a while, I even asked people, did you just make a picture? And they said, yes, how did you know? How did you know? And in fact, as you begin to look at this, of course, people move their eyes very quickly. People move their eyes. Some people move their eyes very slowly. Some people actually close their eyes when they move their eyes. I've seen people who actually close their eyes and move them in a certain way. If the person closes their eyes, it doesn't mean you can't see them easily, because you can still look at the eyeballs underneath the eyelids. In fact, I know an NLP practitioner who can read eye patterns from the back of their heads. Now, I'm not sure if you can do that yet. But what he does is he calibrates from the micro muscle movements in the back of the head and watches the head move minutely, the minute movements as the person moves their eyes in certain directions. So as you begin to pay attention to eye patterns, notice that usually when these eye patterns occur is when someone's constructing something or recalling something in terms of bringing up a memory. Now, there's one other thing. Sometimes when a person's bringing up a memory that is sort of easy to remember, then oftentimes they just defocus their eyes. And if they just defocus their eyes, that doesn't mean they're not moving to a certain place. It means the memory is really, really easy to remember. It's like really right out in front. Now, the first thing I think we're going to want to do when we use eye patterns is to discover whether a person is normally organized or reverse organized. Discover whether a person is normally organized or reverse organized. Someone who's normally organized will have the eye pattern chart on page 23. A person who is reverse organized will have the exact mirror image of this chart. In other words, just turn it over and look at it through the light, and look at the backside of it through the light, and that's the exact way that their eye patterns will be organized. Here's a tip off, by the way. One of the things I use is usually the watch is in auditory digital. I've noticed that a person will usually look at their watch with their auditory with the auditory digital part, because that's the easiest place to comprehend time. Now, that's not always the case. In fact, one time we met a guy in, where was he? In Honolulu, who was working for the Pat Kelly Hotels. And he had his watch on his right hand. And so we said to him, say, you're right-handed, left-handed, aren't you? And he said, oh, no. Oh, he said, how'd you pick that up? Oh, the watch, he said. You know, he said, I used to be a bouncer. And he said, so I put my watch on my right hand just in case I had to sucker punch somebody, they wouldn't see it coming. So it's not always the case, but usually if you look at a person's watch, that's usually a very quick way of discovering whether they're normally organized or reverse organized. Someone who is normally organized will usually wear their watch on their left hand. And normal organization generally means right-handed. Now, it's also possible for someone to be normally organized and left-handed. It's also possible for someone to be reverse organized and right-handed. Usually reverse organized right-handed people are people who were brought up in a school system where it wasn't okay for them to be left-handed. So they learned how to write right-handed because they were required to by the school, but their eye patterns didn't change. Now, the quickest way to find out whether a person is normally organized or reverse organized is to ask them some questions. And we've laid these questions out for you very easily on page 24, and this will make them very easy to use.